Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Hello, and welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense. I'm your host, Sarah Hemmerker, and I'm so glad you joined me. This episode, you're going to hear about this month's new releases in Christian romantic suspense. I hope you will enjoy hearing from your favorite romantic suspense authors as they talk about the background of their latest books.
I'm delighted to welcome back Darlene L. Turner. She's talking about her upcoming romantic suspense, Danger in the Wilderness. So welcome back, Darlene.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me.
So in this story, what lie does your heroine believe?
Okay, so my heroine's name is Blair, and she feels like she has to prove her worth. She went through multiple betrayals in her life, and it kind of stripped her of her self-confidence. And she's just been appointed as team lead in her job as a criminal profiler. So now she's out to prove to everybody and herself that she's worthy to do the job. So, of course, in the end, she learns to trust in God and the path that he has for her.
Always good for us to know and to learn. Yes. And to be reminded of. Such a great truth. So
exactly.
Let's switch to it is. So let's switch to your hero. What is his biggest regret in this story?
Okay, so Decker Hoyt is the first sibling in this new series. So just to give you a quick background, you've met two Hoyt siblings already, Jayla in Alaskan Avalanche Escape and Hazel in Mountain Abduction Rescue. Well, Decker is the first of this new National Park Protector series. His regret is he was not there for his kid brother when his kid brother Kyle was being bullied. And he didn't see how far into a depression that Kyle went. He also regrets how he and his father severed ties. His father was once his best friend, but after Kyle's death, that changed. And so now the story basically picks up with him and his father. So, yeah.
Okay. And what about your villain? Because we always have a villain in our stories. What motivates your villain in this story?
Okay, I can't really reveal a lot without hinting at the identity of my villain.
Okay.
But let's just say something happened to him as a teenager that fueled not only his anger, but his need for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's motivating him in this is revenge. But
okay.
I can't say a whole lot more.
No, that's okay. it is one of those you know, universal motives for things, and we all can find ourselves getting sucked into that. So
exactly.
Yeah, right? The person cuts you off in the car, and you're like, I'm going to, you know. We always have these thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the story setting. I'm going to guess that it's set in a national park, but why did you pick this story setting?
Very good.
I know, aren't I? I pick up on these things really quick.
Okay, so as I mentioned, this is a brand new series featuring the Hoyts. And each sibling has some type of vocation involving parks and the wilderness and the mountains. So that's why I picked this setting. So we have a park warden or ranger, which is Decker in this case. Then we have a park archaeologist, a conservation officer, which is the same as a game warden in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We have a smoke jumper, a search and rescue pilot, and a park warden trainee. So that's why I chose the mountain and the wilderness setting. Plus, I love the mountains, too.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, Darlene? I mean, I guess maybe there are people who don't, but I'm like, if I had to go anywhere, I would pick mountains all
yes,
the time.
Yes, me too. Me too, absolutely.
So what was it about this particular story that made you want to write it?
Well, I wanted to start the series with Decker because he was introduced in Alaskan Avalanche Escape. So I brainstormed ideas with some writer's friend, and the whole campfire serial killer came up. But I also wanted to include his strange relationship with his father, Frank Hoyt. So I thought, what better tension to create than to throw his father right into the thick of things. So right at the beginning of the story, Frank is kidnapped. So this brings up a lot of regrets for Decker, and he has to work with those and work through them, and in the end, basically save his father, obviously.
Obviously. Don't tell me Dad makes it.
Because you know that this is a happily ever after story.
This is, I know. I always tell people, spoiler alert, the couple gets together at the end and they solve the mystery. Sorry.
Exactly.
If you want angst and unsettledness, don't read my books, okay? Let's just be clear. All right. Well, thank you for sharing about this today, about Danger in the Wilderness. So let's close our short time with the book's tagline.
A search for a kidnapped camper could cost them their lives.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go camping now.
I know, right?
I might have to rethink that. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Darlene. And listeners, there'll be information about the book and when it comes out and the notes for this show, but I'm sure I'll be talking to you again soon. So thanks, Darlene.
Thanks for having me.
I'm welcoming Heidi Glick to my show. She's going to talk about her latest romantic suspense, Gazing into Darkness. So welcome to my show, Heidi.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to start with your heroine, and this is one of my favorite questions. Actually, I like all my questions, but I do like this one especially. If your heroine has or could have a pet, what would it be? And don't forget to tell us the name.
Okay. Well, my heroine is Stacy Sanderson, and she actually has a pet in the story. She has an older gray tabby cat named Mr. Fluffles. And the cat in the story is loosely based on my elderly calico cat, Daisy. I live on a farm, and a few months ago I took in a pregnant cat, and I now have 7 cats and 5 kittens. And
Ooh.
I have all these animals, and I even have 2 dogs, too. And I like to include them in my stories, at least 1 or 2 in every story.
Oh, I love that. And thank you for giving the cat some due. I mean, I'm a cat person. I mean, I like dogs, but cats are just easy and they sit on your lap. So double
Absolutely.
Points for that. But yes, I often include, especially my cats who have gone over the rainbow bridge in my stories. It's kind of nice to give them that second life because a lot of them have like big personalities. I mean, they can be just as satisfying as dogs, but we'll rein it in. Okay, let's talk about your hero. No more cat and dog stories. Where did your hero grow up in this story?
Okay. My hero is Chance McPherson, and he grew up in Norwood, Ohio, which is an older suburb of Cincinnati, and it has a population of about 20,000 people. And he's moved away from there, but his parents and his best friend, Adam, still live there. He has good memories of the place, but also bad.
Oh, yep. That can definitely, I suspect that he's going to maybe work through that in this book. I don't know. Just taking a guess here. Perhaps. What about your villain in this story? What motivates him or her?
Okay. Well, the villain is motivated by a few things. First of all, the villain is motivated by revenge. Of course, but also love and also slightly by fame. The villain doesn't feel like they're heard. And so sometimes when people feel that way, they tend to get louder and more dramatic so that someone, anyone, will listen.
That is true. That is so true. And what about the challenge you had in writing this book in this setting?
Okay. Well, I currently now I live about an hour south of Toledo. I live near Findlay, Ohio. So I'm in Northwest Ohio. But previously, I lived in Cincinnati, and the story is set in Cincinnati. So I lived in the northern suburb of Cincinnati for 10 years, but I haven't lived there for almost 10 years. So as I was writing the other books in the series, sometimes I've gone back to kind of confirm a detail or go back and visit a landmark. So I go back there about once a year as I've been working on everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is challenging because sometimes our memories are imperfect and things change. Things change. So what was it about this particular story that made you want to write it?
I like writing redemption stories. I feel like all of my stories kind of have a thread of redemption or about trusting God and hope. And so I got the idea for this story while I was working on site at the Cincinnati EPA. And while I was there, I learned about that there were federal agents, EPA Criminal Investigation Division agents. And so I decided I wanted a story with a different branch of law enforcement, because a lot of romantic suspense has FBI or local law enforcement. And I thought, I want a different branch. So one day I was having a conversation with my coworkers. We were discussing a prominent news story, and it just kind of sparked the idea for part of the story. We were talking about just sort of when there's a disaster or something like that, what do you do? You know, do you rush in? Do you help? Do you hide? What do people do in a situation like that? So it just kind of sparked a conversation, gave me some ideas, and went from there.
Oh, I love that. That's always great when we can use real life what ifs and change them into our fiction. So we're going to close our short time together with, what is your book's tagline?
Okay. My tagline is, who knew that saving the environment could be so dangerous? And I wanted to add that I majored in biology at Cedarville Christian University in Ohio back in the late 90s, and I was actually part of the Earth Stewardship Organization on campus. And then, as I mentioned later, I worked on site at the Cincinnati EPA. So I decided I wanted to include a little science in the series. And I like this comment from my heroine. I see stewardship as protecting what God has created. I don't worship trees. I worship the God who made them. So
Love that. Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing about gazing into darkness.
Thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.